Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Whitechuck. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast. And today I think I have a great episode again. I wanted to talk about something that I'm seeing pop up in my neighborhood. And I'm sure you probably see them popping up in your neighborhood as well. It's an interesting development. I think it's something that is kind of new. I guess maybe this was more popular years ago, and now we're starting to see this with a little bit of a different twist to it. And what I'm talking about are these build-to-rent communities. They're starting to pop up all over the place. I'm starting to see builders, major builders in our area, put up entire communities of single-family homes or condo-style or townhouse-style developments, not with the intention on selling a single unit, but with the intention of renting every single unit. In my history in the business, or from the time I started buying houses 20 years ago, we didn't see a lot of those. We didn't see very many build to rent. I mean, people would buy old homes and fix them up and rent them out or whatever. But I'm talking new construction build to rent. Why is that happening? Well, I think one of the things that we have to look at is there's a tremendously high demand for rentals anymore. One of the things, I mean, I know when I rented my first apartment, one of the things that I hated was when it came to rent a place, try finding someplace decent, right? In my neighborhood, and I think in many small towns across America, it's the same. You get someone who buys a house, an investor, and their goal is to do as little work as humanly possible to get a human being to move in. And if your standards are a little higher than that, you want to look for a high-quality rental. They were really hard to find. Now, these build-to-rent communities, it's basically like moving into a brand new house. It really is. It's exactly what it is. It's moving into a brand new house, except you don't have a mortgage, you have a rental payment. I think a lot of people like that. Another thing that I think people like anymore when it comes to rentals, it does give them some lifestyle flexibility. Renters enjoy the perks of a single family home without the long-term commitment of the maintenance responsibility, right? So if you're buying a home and you're gonna live there for the next 10 years, you get everything that comes with that, the good and the bad, right? Cutting the grass, mulching the flower beds and whatnot. Well, in these build-to-rent communities, you get the perks of single-family living without the responsibility. And I think for a lot of people, that's appealing. There's definitely investor appeal as well to these build-to-rent communities. A lot of times, as an investor, if you're buying a home that's maybe 50 years old, or in my neighborhood, a 100-year-old house, and then you have to remodel it to get it livable, I mean, at the end of the day, no matter what you do, you still have a 100-year-old home. Well, if you could do build to rent, look, a part of the reason my wife and I built our house is we wanted to go through the next 10 years of our life, hopefully, with very little major maintenance to deal with. In these build to rent communities, I think a reason why investors like them so much is because they know what they're getting into, and that's appealing to them. A lot of these communities, too, they kind of have more of a community feel to them now. We're starting to see a lot of amenities pop up in some of these communities as well, whether it be swimming pools or playgrounds or community centers or whatever there may be. That attracts a lot of renters as well. And another thing for developers, it gives them some scalability and it gives them some efficiency when it comes to building these rental properties as well. If you're a home builder, you make money to build houses, right? I mean, that's not complicated. But there's something to be said for having, what a lot of investors call mailbox money, right? Every month you go to the mailbox and someone's sending you a rent payment. That gets comforting because just like anything else, the housing market has periods where it's booming and it has periods where it's going slow. And I think for a lot of developers, when times are slow, it's comforting knowing that you might have some rental income coming in as well. Now, these build-to-rent communities, they do have a lot of advantages for people looking for rentals, whether it's young people or downsizers, whatever it may be. But there are some potential concerns I see with these build-to-rent communities as well. One of them is, I think it could limit your path to home ownership, right? Now, look, are these places beautiful? A lot of them, yeah, they're brand new. They are beautiful. But, you know, if you're renting an 800 square foot two bedroom apartment for, you know, $1,700 a month, that could hamper your ability to save money for a down payment on purchasing a house in the future. So, yeah, a lot of these places are beautiful, but because they are so nice, it comes with higher rent payments, which may hurt your future path to home ownership. Another thing that you might start to see, we haven't gotten there yet, but I'm telling you it's going to happen. Right now, in my neighborhood, these build-to-rent communities are all the rage. People are, in my opinion, almost scrambling to get these buildings built. Eventually, what's going to happen is I think we're going to hit a point where there might start to be some market saturation. And then when you get to that point, what happens to the rents? Will they start coming down? Does that make it less appealing for people to continue to build these? I think it might. And then also, right now, one of the advantages, you know, maybe you have a higher rent payment and that's troubling, but it limits the type of people that may be living next to you. So higher rents tend to attract a little bit more of a professional crowd, people who do well for themselves, who make some money. Well, when those rents start to drop down, it becomes affordable to a greater number of people. And sometimes that leads to people that you might not want living next to you as well. So I think build to rent is a big, big thing. We're starting to see it everywhere in my neighborhood. I'm sure it's starting to pop up in your neighborhood as well. I think it's one of those things that over the next 5 to 10 years, we're going to see a lot of it in our industry. I think there's a lot of positives, but I also think there are some negatives to it as well. It'll be interesting to see where this trend goes in the future, but for now, I think it's here to stay, and it'll be interesting to see what happens as these buildings continue to pop up. That's all for today. We'll talk again soon. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.